W-T, W-2-T, and 0-T-R.
W-U-2-T, but I'm better looking, Tom, KJ4, CTZ Mobile.
Oh, you're younger. Oh, that's old and cold. How you doing, Wyatt?
Too bad. Man, you know, I always trip over Rusty's call. I know it's great for CW, but it's terrible for the English language.
No comment on the CW thing. I don't know, but I like mine. But Ariel, he's got some kind of program that tells you which ones are the best, and I don't think either one of ours fall into that, but mine's a lot easier to key in than Rusty's for me, but he keys his in real good, but mostly he uses a keyboard, he said. He can't copy it well or something. I can't remember what he said, but he does all right. What are you up to this morning? I'm just headed down to pick up a prescription for the wife.
Over at the Clemson to Bassett Cavett as we're finally getting the next apartment underway. After my prime contractor went out and had a quad or quintuple bypass in December, and he's finally fit enough to get back to work. So I'm putting him back to work today.
Happy for him, that's for sure. Let me turn this radio down in the background. Yeah, well, we had to run to urgent care last night. Get Bernice an antibiotic for a hootie-dootie on her neck. And so get that taken care of. A bug bit her, I think, and then it got infected. But nothing great planned for today. I got to go out and gather eggs when I get back. Yesterday, I finished up getting my Super Loop back where I wanted it and figured a way to test it without taking a bunch of stuff loose. Worked on that a while. But leastwise, you don't have any rain for one day.
Well, today is to go and buy cabinets because it's the only day that's actually going to be dry. And, I mean, I don't have to go far from the store to the place it's going, but I'd rather not be doing that with torrential downpour coming down.
I'll tell you for sure. Well, it's sure beautiful out here. I don't know if my thermometer is stabilized or not, but it's just 75 here in the car. And, more miles to go, I guess. I'm getting ready to turn on the Highway 14 from my house, so you know where I'm at.
I was going across on 414, and they've made it up to the college. And it's just the whole thing, you know, they just put everything down, and the rain came, and I think it washed some of their mess out, and it made a mess of the trucks, and now I got, you know, cement dust that's dried onto the truck. Yeah, great.
When the Avalon could use a wash job, I guess, but wouldn't last long, so wonder what the purpose of it is. Leastwise, the pollen's down. Well, I had a great conversation with a guy. If you ever hear him on here, and with your technical background and all, you'd really enjoy him. He's W4HI, and boy, that's a nice call sign. And his name's Bruce. And he's just as nice as that call sign is. He's down in Seneca and has quite the background. So if you ever hear him, grab onto him. I had a real nice two-so with him the other day. And you're of that caliber that would understand what he's talking about on a lot of things. he's just a great man for our country, put it that way.
That is a great call. That's even easy to say. I bet it's good on CW. I don't do CW other than, you know, when I have to listen to the idents on my equipment. And thankfully, they're going slow enough that I can look down at the chart and read it off the chart. But, you know, CW just doesn't. It requires too much memorization versus learning of the system, and my memory is terrible.
I'm in elbow grease, and you don't have a lot of that as far as the time goes, but I hated it when I first started it, and it was really difficult, and I tried a straight key, and that just was a no-no. But panels, to me, are a better way to learn, but there's pros and cons there. Some people agree, some people don't, but I swore I'd never use it again after I got up to 20 words a minute and passed the extra, but I thought, well, why throw that away? If I just do a little bit once in a while, it refreshes you, and it does. But to each his own. But sideband's gotten to be pretty horrible lately. The language and stuff like that's just gone to the dogs anymore because, well, for one thing, used to be only 11% of us had the extra class license. Now they're, I better shut up. They're somewhat easier to gain.
And they did drop the CW requirement. So, you know, which probably would have never gotten my ham license if they hadn't dropped the CW requirement. And, you know, I don't have my extra, and I never really saw a point in, you know, getting a few extra frequencies out of that. Probably could do it on all the other technical aspects, because I think they finally dropped all the vacuum tube stuff out of the test.
One of my friends was a professor at the university back in Kansas. Here at the TV station, it was far more brilliant than I am. And I'm by far not brilliant. And they were just great guys, but they got up to the advance and they said, no, we're not doing the CW. And then one of my best friends, very best friends, Ron, he absolutely wouldn't do it, and he was a bloody genius. So you're not by yourself, Wyatt, but I did it because I wanted the extra frequencies, and at that time, it gave us an extra 25 kilohertz, and it kept the idiots out of it, and that's not the case anymore with these push-button operators. And once they have all of those frequencies, well, they get down there on de-expeditions and just sit there and push in their call over and over and over as fast as they can move their little finger. So that makes it bad for us old-timers. But time changes, and I don't make the rules, and so no matter whether I like it or not, that's what it is. No CW. Anyway, Wyatt, I'm pulling into CVS here, and it's quite congested here at Main Street in White Hampton. So I got to get on the ball. Have a great day, my friend, and we'll talk to you later. KJ4CTD and 0TR73.
Hey, we'll catch you later, Tom. KJ4CTD Mobile, Dockersville.
4CTD,
KO4WWC. What is your name? My name is Wyatt.
My name is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November.
I think we may have actually met at some point. One of the ham. I don't remember where though. Maybe up by Johnny Allison's place or the horse park maybe.
Maybe. We might see each other at the field day event. I don't know where it's going to be, but, yeah, we might do some makeup together at field day if you like.
Speaking of field day, I've been working on my field day rig, which isn't just a field day rig. It's a rig for other stuff, too. But I might be doing the horse park again. I don't know. For the club. Greer is up at the YMCA travels route. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing yet. That's a long ways off.
It's not bad. Yeah, I'm gonna be tuning into an HF radio. I'm getting an HF radio here soon. Hopefully I'll have a good setup for my field day, but I don't know. It's a Alenco DX70TH. I haven't heard anything necessarily bad about this new radio. My only concern is what type of antenna I pair it up with.
Know anything at all about that radio. I'm again with TS2000, which is the same thing that the club has, but my day-to-day rig of late has been the Flex 1500, which is a QRP 5 watt out, and that works pretty good for me. And you know, they're having the big national convention up in Dayton next weekend, or this coming weekend, as a matter of fact. And looks like they're going to be having a lot of new rig announcements, possibly.
Wish I could make it to Dayton, but I don't think I could do that. Oh, my goodness. It would be a pleasure to go to a ham fest. You know, I've been a ham for 2 or 3 years, and I've never actually gotten to go to a ham fest. So that should be a new and fun experience for me if I ever get to attend one.
The club could, the Blue Ridge Club couldn't find enough volunteers to actually put the ham fest on. You know, it's always the volunteers that are in short supply. And that's why they stopped doing it. And, but, you know, Dayton's only a 10-hour drive from here. I know, I had to do it the other day.
I actually tried to figure that out last week, but not because of the hand test, where my stepdad has taken a traveling job delivering, driving a van, like Amazon. And his company is based out of Toledo, Ohio. And I looked at the GPS and I did not realize that Toledo was only 10 hours away. So that was a huge surprise to me. I figured Toledo would be somewhere along the lines of 15 to 18 hours away. I guess interstate travel has improved somewhat.
Everywhere. The next nearest, we got with the only other two options for Hamfest really are Shelby, North Carolina, and the Stone Mountain Hamfest. Anderson puts on a ham event. I don't know exactly what it is. Last time I went, it's just basically local hams trying to get rid of their junk.
Junk, I see
his
treasure.
And, you know, I remember somebody trying to brand new at ham radio. I've had my commercial license a lot longer than I have my ham license. And they were trying to sell me a beverage antenna, and they're like, "Ooh, you see all these soda cans? It'll make a great beverage antenna." And I'm like, "Yeah, right."
So you have a commercial broadcast license?
Radio license. I've had that since the 80s.
I'd be something I'm interested in, because I think if I'm not mistaken, could that give me a good job?
It could, theoretically. Definitely could get you a land mobile job, working on the police radios and stuff like that. And to be honest, when I took the commercial general test, basically, it's effectively the same questions as on the tech license for ham radio.
Do you have to attend college, or how do I go about attending this license? Because that would be cool to have that under my belt.
I just find find some place that will give you the test. And that may actually be a little harder. Seems like I went to an aircraft flight school to take the test, because it has to be proxied or monitored and all that sort of fun stuff. But if you have a general ham license, getting a commercial general is nothing.
Well, I'll look into
that.
Does it give you any frequency differences, or is it pretty much the same as
ham
frequency?
What it do is to work on commercial radios. So wherever those commercial radios are allowed to operate, you may work on a radio that does that on those bands, but it does not give you any frequency privileges, per se.
That's good.
Being able to work on the radio, you have a kind of skill. I mean, I don't know nothing about working on ham radios. I don't even know how to do any soldering. You can learn those skills. That would be good. Really dependent upon what your employer wants from you, but a lot of it boils down to making cables and, putting things in high places and all that sort of fun stuff. I'm highly specialized in what I use it for, and that I had to have schooling, because it's all aviation-based and FAA-regulated and all that sort of fun stuff.
All right, well, I'll definitely look into that, because that would be... Sounds like you did a better job than flagging for a road construction crew.
Yeah, I have met you before, because I may even be friends with you on Facebook.
Is your name Wyatt Miller?
Tyler, yep.
Yep, you are friends with me on Facebook.
Sarcastic remarks, that's just my personality. Sorry. Well, I'm not sorry. If you take offense, it's your own fault. Sorry. KJ4, City D Mobile.
Hey, you know what? Here's what it is. You grew up without Facebook. I'm kind of stuck in the age that has it. And here's what it is. At least I don't hide my opinions from nobody.
But I'm not as old as Tom in 0TR, who grew up on the... He has to crank the handle to get the phone to work. Not back in here yet. Get the 460 mobile. In the back reds is when they decide to mess with the reds, the traffic just backs up.